Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Skyne City Coaches Show here tonight on KSKL, Skyne City, Garden City, and streaming online at westernkansasnews.com. I'm your host, Adam Kadavy. Your studio engineer is, once again, Aaron Reyes, as we're broadcasting live here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Skyne City. What a beautiful Wednesday it was here in Skyne City, and a great show, once again, lined up for you tonight as we talk the three fall sports that are have their seasons continuing on here. All right, cross country, also volleyball and football. As postseason play begins, or competition begins this weekend for a couple of other sports, volleyball and cross country. Football, the regular season continues on through next Thursday. We will get right into the meat of things here with cross country. Here's the cross country team hosted the Great West Activity Conference meet this past Saturday on a pretty cool morning there at the country club here in Skyne City, the golf course. And six teams, of course, part of the Great West Activity Conference, and they all made their way to Skyne City, and it sounded like a great turnout, and we're going to hear it all from a couple of the runners and also head coach Kevin Reese, who joins me here this evening. And, Coach, thanks for joining us here. How are you doing?
Doing good, Adam. How are you doing?
Doing all right. Thank you. Last Saturday you hosted the Great West Activity Conference Cross Country Meet, first time in Skyne City's hosted a meet in quite a while, and how did it turn out for you guys?
I thought it went really well. You know, we were kind of in charge of putting the meet on, like you say, so I didn't get to spend as much time, you know, with my runners as I really liked. So, that's part of that. But, you know, as far as getting things set up and run off and you know, the golf course being in great shape and the weather ended up being nice. You know, we had snow that night before, and we were a little worried because, you know, we were in the process of marking the course, so that didn't slow us down too much, but it had us a little bit worried. But it ended up being a nice day, and, you know, we had a great turnout from the hometown spectators, and, you know, that's something that we're not really that used to, so I think that was a lot of fun for everybody, and I know the runners really appreciated that and enjoyed it.
That's pretty awesome, the support there, and do you think maybe sometime in the future you see maybe hosting a meet, or?
You never know. You know, the only thing about that particular course is, you know, as you can kind of tell, it's relatively flat and not that challenging, and especially this time of year, we're kind of looking for those courses that give us a little bit more of a challenge and simulate more of what we're probably going to see from here on out. So, you know, we'll see. We did enjoy it, and it's like, you know, like I said, it's nice to have those spectators, but you kind of got to walk that fine line between preparing yourself and having a good time.
Yeah, definitely. So, once again, head coach for the Skyne City Cross Country Team, Kevin Reese, joining us here tonight from Skyne County Hardware in Skyne City. Well, of course, you had a JV race, I believe, for the boys, and then you had boys and girls competitions there. And how did it fare for Skyne City against the rest of the league?
Well, you know, overall, I don't think we had our best meet of the year, but we had some pretty decent times. One of the runners that you'll be talking to here in a little bit, Jade Wren, she ran her personal best for the year. You know, even I think she'd admit that it was even a struggle. I think overall, I guess you could capsulize our performance in saying that, you know, maybe we did get caught up in a little bit of the excitement, the hometown excitement, and the adrenaline got pumping a little too fast, and I think most of our runners probably went out a little bit too aggressively and kind of died off toward the end. Our boys ended up taking third place, and our girls, you know, a very close fifth place. I think there were maybe 6 points separating fifth and second place on the girls' side. So, you know, if things could have gone just slightly differently for them, you know, they could have found themselves a little better in the placings. But, you know, this is one of those league meets where, you know, I don't mind seeing them put themselves out there a little bit. I appreciate the effort. You know, there's a certain time where you have to try to put yourself up there and kind of see what you're capable of. But at the same time, you know, at least on the boys' side, you know, we have considerable amount of experience. So, you know, hopefully they learn something from that. They can take that into this week and, you know, girls too, and hopefully run a little bit more controlled. You know, we're going to see quite a few more hills this week. Yeah. So if they go out a little, you know, like that this week, they're going to pay for it early in the race. So, you know, we have to be smarter, and, you know, we'll just kind of see what happens.
And, of course, you mentioned Saturday you go to McPherson there. That's going to be quite a challenge there. And, of course, McPherson for the longest time was a Class 5A school until about last year was their first year. And you have quite a few teams, all the league teams that are going to be there. It kind of ranges from Clay Center to Hugoton along that 4A line. And, man, I would never imagine Clay Center and Hugoton being in the same regional, but that's the way it is. Talk about what to expect there this weekend, not only, of course, the course itself, but the competition.
Well, you know, it's like you say, I don't really see some of the rhyme or reason sometimes as far as who ends up at what regionals. You know, we go from, like you said, Clay Center, Pratt, you know, all the way out here west to Goodland and, you know, down here. So it's all over the map, but, you know, there's going to definitely be some quality teams there. Kind of told my runners that, you know, I don't care who's there, you know, we're going to have to show up and run our best race, you know, all the way across the board. Everybody's going to have to do their part. It's not going to be a one-man show by any means. And if we do that, if we come out, you know, if we're focused and run our best, you know, we can just kind of see what happens. There's no guarantees at this point. Obviously, 4A is considerably more challenging than 3A was, but, you know, we got to show up and run, and let's just take them on and see what happens.
All right. Once again, the girls run at 3 and the boys run at 3:30. It's McPherson at the Rolling Hills Golf Course, Rolling Acres Golf Course, on Saturday. It's at McPherson. And once again, it's regional cross country for the Scott City cross country team in Class 4A. And once again, Coach Reese, I appreciate you joining us here once again. And best of luck to you guys this weekend at McPherson.
Hey, thanks a lot. And I'd just like to say one more time, thanks to the Scott Community Golf Course for, you know, helping us put on that meet on Saturday. We appreciate their help there. And, you know, like you said, hopefully in the future, maybe we can put on an invitational, and we appreciate their help. Thanks.
Hey, no problem there. Once again, head coach Kevin Reese joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. We talked with a couple of the runners here that joins us here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. First, representing the girls team and all-league performer last week and all-league runner, I should say, and sophomore Jade Wren. Jade, thanks for joining me here this evening. How's this week been?
It's been good. How's yours?
Oh, all right. It's going fast. And, of course, you run on Saturday at McPherson. You kind of excited to run regionals?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Been a little nervous maybe this week in practice or thinking about it?
Yeah, the nerves are there, but I don't know. Just kind of ready for it, I guess.
Yeah, well, go back to last weekend, running at home in front of friends and family members in Scott City. What was that like, and how'd you feel you ran?
It was a big change from going from, like, 10 people there to that many, but it was really a good change, I think. And I think as a team, we ran really well.
A little, quite a bit of adrenaline there.
Yeah, there was, yeah.
All right. Once again, it's sophomore Jade Wren joining us here from Scott County Hardware here in Scott City. And what was your time on Saturday?
It was 17:43. Three, yeah.
All right. And you finished ninth, I believe, right?
Yeah.
All right. So top 10 finish for you. That's pretty good. And what's the season been like for you personally?
The season's been good. I've learned a lot. So.
What have you learned probably the most?
How to run, basically.
How to run.
Yeah.
Interesting. And, I mean, there's a lot more, of course, into it. A lot of mental and kind of a lot of different variables in that. But where have you improved at the most in your meets this year?
I think I've improved a lot, just probably the end of the race. Mm-hmm. I think my finishes are getting better. So.
All right, what's the goal this weekend?
I'm hoping for middle 17:30s or 20s.
All right. Well, hopefully it works out well for you. And once again, Jade, we appreciate you stopping by again. Good luck to you this weekend.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, once again, sophomore Jade Wren joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. And our second representative of the cross-country team is from the boys' team, and Miguel Chavez, the junior. And Miguel, how's it going?
Pretty good.
All right, you ready for the weekend?
Yeah, anxious.
Anxious, nervous, everything in between?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, last weekend running at home, and I'll ask you the same question. What was that like?
That was really cool. I've never had that many people watch me before from Scott City, and there was a lot of adrenaline there. It was pretty awesome.
It was, and you were an all-league performer runner as well, finishing, I believe, in ninth, right?
If I remember right.
Yeah. So is that about kind of where you expected time-wise and place-wise?
Time-wise, it was pretty far off, but place-wise, I knew I had a chance to gain all league, so mm-hmm. pretty much where I ended up.
All right, once again, Miguel Chavez joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. And courses, you've run on flat ones, you've run on hilly ones, you've had the grueling practices out at the lake area. And what kind of courses do you like running the most?
You know, I like the hills because I know we have an advantage on most of the teams on that, and the downhill is definitely an advantage for us.
Talk about running downhill. Do you go on, is it easy, or do you like going on an all downhill sprint?
Yeah, it kind of gives you a chance to catch your breath and just let gravity do the work.
Yeah, that it does. And, you know, talking about running uphill, what's that like?
Well, we're a lot stronger at it than a lot of teams, so that's where we can catch a lot of people and pass them.
Think that'll work to advantage this weekend?
Definitely.
All right, what are you looking at this weekend goal wise?
I want to break 18. That's been my goal all season.
How close have you been this year to doing that?
2 seconds off.
Oh, man, you're right there. You're right there on the brink, and have a nice, should be a nice afternoon Saturday. Hopefully the wind stays away, and you can go from there. And good luck to you this weekend, Miguel, and hopefully get to state.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, Miguel Chavez joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. Also thanks to runners Jade Wren and head coach Kevin Reese representing the cross-country team as they are in they're going to run at McPherson on Saturday. Welcome back here to Scott County Hardware in Scott City as we continue on with our coaches show here tonight on Mix 94. And we talk now volleyball as the Lady Beavers will compete in the Class 4A Division II regional cross or volleyball tournaments here, a sub-state that is, coming up this Saturday. They have so many different names for postseason, regional, sub-state. Let's just keep it consistent. Anyways, they just concluded a league tournament last weekend at Colby and finished fifth at the league as a team and went 1-4. There are three teams that went 1-4. Scott City ended up in the fifth spot. And now we talk here with head coach for Scott City and coach Jordan Dreiling. Coach, thanks for joining me this evening. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. Can you believe you're already to sub-state time?
Not really. It always goes so fast.
It does go very fast. Well, Saturday you go 1-4. You guys had some good times, had some rough moments, but overall kind of reflect back on Saturday at Colby.
Yeah, we did have some good matches. Hugoton, obviously our win was nice, and first set was 25-14, so it was really nice to win with a cushion even. And, you know, then our second set, we came back from they had match point or set point, and we came back in 1-2, so that was really nice. Played Goodland pretty tough. I think we always do. We took the first set from them and really played hard against them, which is awesome because we play them first round. So it's, I think we couldn't be matched up better.
Absolutely. I was just kind of thinking the same thing. And you got to feel as a coach, you guys are just right there, close to knocking them off.
I agree. They can play really emotionally up when they do good things, but they can play really down and they can make a lot of mistakes, and they do. So hopefully we're hoping to take advantage of that and play our best game.
Once again, head coach for Scott City, Jordan Dreiling, joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. And take a look back at last Saturday. Ulysses won the tournament, just really kind of dominated the whole field, that is. I think they didn't lose a set all day. Goodland finishing in second, pushed Ulysses to some high points there a couple of times. Then you had Holcomb in third at 3-2, and then Colby, Hugoton, and Scott City all there 1-2, not going in, of course, order of finish. But, you know, you really look at it, you know, kind of even 3-6, 2-6, and it was some pretty competitive matches.
Yeah, we have a really competitive league. You can see that by three teams only winning one match, and they're three good teams. You know, Ulysses is so strong, and they're going to be strong for at least another year for sure. And Goodland has came out, and they're actually ranked, I think, sixth in 4A Division II right now. So we've got a very competitive league. Holcomb's not ranked in 3A, but I think they should be. So yeah. We knew it was going to be a hard-fought day when we went into it, and we fought our best, and glad to come out with a win.
All right, Saturday at 2 o'clock, you're going to be in Colby there, and it should be an interesting atmosphere there. I think they're going to only play one court there, so it's going to be you'll be in the gym there for the third time this year, but it's going to be set up differently, and kind of like that you have played there. You've played, eight matches there this year?
Yeah, we have played there a lot, and since there's only going to be one court, hopefully the basketball goals don't hang down and mess with us as bad as they did on Saturday, but, yeah, it'll be great. We should be comfortable there, so.
All right. Should be exciting there. 2 o'clock on Saturday up at Colby at the high school gymnasium, Scott City and Goodland. And it's the Eagles in the other semifinal, Hugoton and Colby. Hugoton the 2 seed and Colby the 3rd seed. And, Coach, once again, we appreciate you stopping by again. Good luck to you on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
All right. Once again, Head Coach Jordan Dreiling joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. And two senior volleyball players joining us here tonight. And first one is senior Kelly Wyckoff. And how you doing, Kelly?
I'm doing great.
All ready for Saturday?
Yes, I am. All right. Well, actually, no. I am, but, like, it's my last, it's my last sub-state, so that's depressing, but I'm ready.
Does it seem like it's you've already come to that?
No.
But, I don't know what to say after that, Kelly. You got me undecisive here. But anyways, Kelly, this season, talk about second year being a setter there for the Lady Beaver volleyball team. What's that been like this year overall compared to maybe last year?
I really like it. I don't know. I have some frustrating days, mm-hmm. but overall, I am, at the end of the day, I'm glad I'm setter. Me and Taylor and I are setters, and mm-hmm. I don't know. I like it.
All right. Where do you think you've seen improvement at the most this year?
I would have to say my hitting, I think. Hitting from the right side, especially.
Yeah, it was something that you really hadn't been used to before, was it?
Yeah, I mean, I've moved around. Every single year I've been in volleyball, I've kind of moved around. And I never really played right side or, of course, being a setter except for last year. But I feel like this is, it's definitely where I need to be.
All right. Once again, senior Kelly Wyckoff joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City, part of the volleyball team as they go to sub-state on Saturday. And, what's it been like with Ben, one of the senior leaders this year, one of the elders on the team?
It's fun. It's fun to be, I guess, not the boss, but it's fun to be, in charge most of the time. I think it's really cool to be able to lead the other girls. I've heard them tell us before that we're good role models, and that's kind of encouraging. So, I don't know. I really like it.
You talk about playing in different positions. Do you think that's really helped out your game overall?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I don't know. I feel like I understand mm-hmm. each spot. And, sometimes I get kind of, I don't know what the word is, but I try to tell someone else that I'm not their position, but mm-hmm. I kind of tell them how to do it, even though I'm not, I don't play that spot, but I have before, usually, and I don't know. But that kind of, it does help me, know, I guess, how the game works better. I don't know.
What do you want to do with yourself after high school?
Well, I don't know about, what I want to study, but I'm probably going to run track somewhere.
All right. Well, you've been pretty good at that as well through your high school career. And, Kelly, once again, thanks for joining me here tonight. Good luck to you coming up Saturday.
Thank you very much.
All right. Once again, senior Kelly Wyckoff joining us here from Scott County Hardware here in Scott City. And second senior joining us here is senior hitter Bailey Nickel. And Bailey, thanks for joining me here. And how's it going?
It's going great.
Yeah. All ready for Saturday now?
I'm really excited.
All right. Well, last Saturday, you had some pretty good hits there against some pretty good players there from across the league. Talk about your day Saturday.
I had some down, some times where I was down, but for the most part, I felt pretty good about how I played on Saturday. I always get a little bit frustrated, but I think I did pretty well.
Yeah, and you guys are pretty close to knocking off some pretty good teams. Think this is going to happen on Saturday?
I'm really confident. I think we have a huge chance of making it to the state this year. It's an easier sub-state than usual. Yeah. I mean, we do have Goodland, and they are a very, very good team. But we can beat them. They're very beatable, and I have a really strong feeling that we can make it to state this year.
That'd be kind of cool there to come out and surprise everybody. And you have the opportunity this Saturday once again up at Colby, and where do you think you've improved your game at the most this year?
Probably reading the hitter. That was something I struggled with. I've always struggled with, and I mean, I still have a lot of ways to go.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't make sense. Anyway, I still struggle with it, but I feel like I've done a lot better this year on reading the hitter.
And, of course, we mentioned this before, and Kelly talked about it as well, you being one of the senior leaders on the team. And talk about what that's been like, you two working together, of course, with Krista Dearden and you three seniors. What's that been like this year?
It's awesome. I mean, it's awesome to hear the girls say that you're a great role model. I mean, it makes me feel awesome. I really love encouraging the younger girls because I know whenever I played varsity as a sophomore, it was scary, and I love – being able to make them feel confident while they're on the court.
All right, and I know last week you had a tryout, and talk about how that went and what you decided to do.
Okay, well, I went to a tryout in Hutch with Coach Patrick Hall, and I worked with him after my freshman year at a camp at Barton when he coached at Barton. And it went really well, and on November 1st, I'm signing my letter of intent to go to Hutch.
You know, that signing is coming up pretty quick. Mm-hmm. Are you gonna, now if you guys make it to state, are you gonna sign it in Salina there?
Never thought about that.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll work something out.
All right. And it should be cool there. And Bailey, congratulations on that. And thanks again for joining us here tonight. Good luck to you on Saturday.
Thank you.
Welcome back here to Scott County Hardware here in Scott City as we continue on with your coach's show here tonight on Mix 94. And week 8 of high school football coming up on Friday night. The Scott City Beavers looking to go to 2-0 in districts and 7-1 overall as they go to Hayes to play the T&P Marion Monarchs. Second straight week to get to play on the artificial surface. This time it's in Hayes, and joined with one of the senior players. Plays both center and outside linebacker, and Keegan Wells. And Keegan, how you doing?
Good. How about you, Adam?
Doing all right, thank you. Last week, a cold game, a tough game as well. 14-0 win for Scott City over the Hoisington Cardinals. Just a pretty good old defensive battle. And boy, that was cold out there. And talk about what it was like out there on the field.
Well, it wasn't that bad because whenever you're playing, you got warm. Mm-hmm. But like, if you got on the ground and slid, you were really cold when you got up.
Yeah, were the conditions playing on the artificial surface a little slick?
Sometimes, if you like didn't put your foot just right, then you could fall down. But it was all right.
All right. Talk about that game last week. Tough battle. Both sides of the defense for both Hoisington and Scott City had pretty good games, and you guys got some points when you needed to the most. And talk about maybe taking that into practice this week.
We're getting more excited, like during practice, and just having fun with it, and just getting ready for this week now.
Senior Keegan Wells joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. Second year, of course, on the line. First year on varsity, anyways. Playing outside linebacker. What's the difference been for you this year, playing both sides of the football?
Well, I'm playing DN now on defense, but sometimes I get a little tired, but I just push through it. But it's pretty fun.
All right, talk about your position there now, moving to D end.
Well, you just have to read the tackle, and if he blocks down, you have to hit him and then be ready for the back coming at you. Or if it goes their way, you have to get as deep as the ball and run towards it.
Last three games, you've played predominantly run teams. Goodland a little bit more variety, but for the most part, talk about what it's been like shutting down those teams, Hugerton and Hoisington, giving them goose eggs.
Well, it's awesome because the other games we haven't done that, and it just feels so much cooler to beat them when they haven't scored.
Mm-hmm. All right, Friday night going to Hayes, T&P, playing the Monarchs there. What are you looking forward to the game the most for Friday night there?
Probably just hitting people like usual.
You bet. Can you believe we're already to week 8?
No, it's going by too fast.
It is. And where do you think overall the team has improved at the most this year?
Probably our defense. Like, it's crazy. I didn't think we were going to be this good, but we really are, and we really stepped up and made a difference.
All right. What are you looking to do maybe after high school?
I have no idea yet.
No idea? Got any idea where you're going to go maybe? Or
probably JUCO.
All right. Well, that'll be all right too. Once again, Keegan, thanks for joining us here tonight, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
All right, once again, senior Keegan Wells joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Scott City is talking to our second player. We'll let him get the headset on and let him introduce himself and tell us your name.
Hey, I'm Evan Michael Cardenas.
All right. Hey, that's a good introduction there. Thanks for joining us here. Evan, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Adam?
Oh, doing all right, thank you. Yeah, first time you've been on the show here, and a little nervous getting on the radio?
Heck yeah.
Hey, you don't have to worry about it. Like veterans like Keegan and Josh, they make it look pretty easy, and they do a good job on the radio. And I tell you, it's kind of like a conversation, except a lot of other people get to hear it.
Yeah, that's the bad part.
Well, if we're talking good stuff, no worries. But how's your senior season been going?
It's been going pretty good. I've seen some improvement myself, but I'm just fitting in on the team where I need to go.
All right. What positions do you play?
Well, right now I'm just running special teams, really, just kickoff.
Special teams can be kind of the most entertaining part of the game. And talk about when you're on kickoff for running down the field.
It's tiring. but I love every second of it.
You bet. Evan Cornelius joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. And are you looking to just kind of run somebody over when you're on kickoff? Or?
Yeah, that's the goal. I'm always looking for a skull on my helmet, but you just got to get the guy with the ball.
Absolutely. You kind of stay in your lanes pretty much the entire year?
Yeah. Well, I got outside contain over on the right side and just keep them on in.
I guess that's probably about your main objective there is just turn them inside, right?
Yeah.
All right. Talk about trying to read the returner and the potential blockers when you're running downhill like that.
Well, you just got to watch the ball. Because sometimes they try and trick you and run a reverse or something. You just got to watch the ball. Keep your eyes on it.
All right. And, you know, part of it, too, is when you're on that kickoff coverage, you got to have your head on a pretty big swivel, don't you?
Yeah, or else you get cracked and you'll pick yourself up.
I remember my coach in high school telling the kickoff team, always keep your head on a swivel when you're going downhill like that. But talk about some goals that maybe you have for the rest of the season.
Just try to improve, maybe try to get on a different team, too, like offense or defense, just try to improve somehow.
And you're a senior this year, right?
Yeah.
All right. What do you plan on doing after high school?
Well, I'm wanting to go military, but just reserves so I can go to college.
Awesome. Sounds good there. And Evan, thanks again for joining us here tonight on the Coach's Show, and good luck to you the rest of the season, also the rest of your high school career.
Thank you, Ann.
All right, once again, that's senior Evan Cardenas joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware here in Scott City. Scott City football, once again, coming up Friday night at TMP Marion and a 7 o'clock kickoff from Lewis Field Stadium. I believe it's the first time since 2009 that Scott City's played there at Hayes, TMP Marion, or the Lewis Field Stadium there. Of course, the Hayes High Indians and Fort A State Tigers get to play there too. And player that's played there in the past in high school a few years ago when TMP and Scott City were in the same league joins us here, and Josh Burnett. And Josh, thanks for joining me here. How's it going?
Thanks for having me, Adam. It's always a pleasure. It's going all right. How are you?
Going all right. Quick week, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been a quick week.
Always Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are always kind of the toughest ones, and then Friday, it's here, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've been used to on the JV schedule, so on Monday, you know, we got the JV games, and then Tuesday and Wednesday kind of fly by, and then you have Thursday. It's quick day, so
yeah. And
then it's Friday.
Of course, the JV wrapped up their schedule on Monday, and how did that go with Hoisington?
Oh yeah, we won, so got a good game. Ended 4-3 for the year.
Well, that's good, and it's probably one of the younger JV teams that you've had in quite a while, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of freshmen. We played a lot of freshmen and got them in, a lot of young guys, so good experience.
Absolutely. Once again, Josh Burnett joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. And of course, last week, talk a little bit about that Hoisington. I believe during the day, I had a friend from Hoisington, and he actually sent me a picture. There was a couple inches of snow on the field there at Hoisington right before the game, kind of like with the snow we had here. And luckily, it was gone by the time everybody got there. And a cool night down there on the field, I assume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it was a cool night. I don't get to go out there and play, so I mean, just sit there with my coat on, but.
Well, you might have had the warmest face on the sidelines with that beard.
Yeah. It stays pretty warm.
Well,
one of the refs, actually, it came up to me and he said he knew you.
Yeah.
He said he saw your hands go up, and he wanted me to tell you that.
I was probably disgruntled with the call or something.
On that punt, yeah.
Oh, shame on him. He shouldn't have been saying that. But anyways, no, I talked to him afterwards. Yeah. But anyways, fast season, week 8, and what's the practice like been this week in the coach's eyes?
Oh, pretty decent. Pretty decent week. So, I mean, we're getting after it, getting ready to go play T&B. So.
That's right. Friday night, go to another turf field at Lewis Field Stadium. And, of course, you handle predominantly the line, right?
Yeah, D-tackles.
Okay, D-tackles.
Mostly, you know, D-line.
Well, Werby, you've probably seen the most progress along the defensive tackles this year.
Getting your face across. I mean, with Tuttle and Chance right there, I mean, Chance is just so quick off the mm-hmm. ball, you know, and then Tuttle's kind of the opposite. You know, you got the small guy, big guy, you know, and I kind of like that. That's how we kind of did it when I was in high school and kind of how, you know, before me. So it's kind of a good thing.
All right. And, of course, you played a little college football, I believe, at a couple of different locations.
Yeah, Dodge. I played at Dodge for a couple of years, and then I went down to Kansas Wesleyan University.
So. And so do you kind of – try to implement some of those things that you learned also not only at Scott City but also at Dodge and also at Kansas Wesleyan?
Well, it's kind of a different system what we run with the D-tackles. I mean, when you get to the college level, they kind of expect you to manhandle, you know, get up there and just kind of manhandle, stand up, and drive them back. But here we kind of like to stay low and make piles and let our linebackers make the plays.
Yeah, no, talk about Matthew Tuttle. I almost said his brother's name again, and I said that in the post-game interview the other night. But anyways, he almost had himself a safety there.
Yeah, he did. He almost did. I mean, if he was a little quicker, he might have had it. So.
Well, what a great leader, interior defensive lineman he's been for you guys this year. And talk about maybe some of the depth that's right behind him.
Well, I mean, you got a couple guys. I mean, you got Lane Hayes, and you got a couple younger guys that's going to have to step up and kind of have to go in that transition to play in. So, I mean, we've got a lot of young guys on the D-tackle, but, I mean, some of those guys are just going to have to step up and get after it.
What are some things maybe they'll have to do coming up on Friday against T&P that they haven't maybe done in the last couple of games?
Well, I think, you know, if we fire off and stay low and just attack that line, I think we'll be all right. And,
All right, 7 o'clock kickoff once again. Do you like those 7 o'clock kickoffs better? Than
7:30. It's a little better. I mean, you get out of there a little earlier.
Yeah.
You know, you get started. You know, I mean, you wait all day, and then it's finally kickoff 7 o'clock. We're ready to go.
You bet. Should be another interesting game up at Hayes on Friday night for Scott City as they face the Monarchs at T&P and 7 o'clock kickoff there at Lewis Field Stadium. And once again, Josh, thanks for joining us here again, and we'll probably see you at Hayes on Friday.
All right. Yep. Probably.
All right. Once again, Josh Burnett joining us here tonight, assistant coach for Scott City. And also thanks to players Evan Cardenas and also Keegan Wells for joining us here tonight from Sky County Hardware.